Good evening and welcome to the most expatiest, a word I just invented, and I am copywriting it, the most expatiest show on the air. Yes, it is Expat Bulletin, which is listened to twice more than our closest rival, the Hopeless Foreigner in Prague show. Yes, more people listen to us, though that may be because the other show doesn't exist. And today we talk about a sport that is quickly becoming the new golf. Disc golf. So, disc golf. Anyone know what that is? If you aren't American, I wouldn't expect you to. I found out about it before the summer holidays began and thought it is a complete joke. Now, the only thing I think is a joke is my throwing technique. So, first of all, what is it? Well, let me read to you the official What is Disc Golf introduction by the Professional Disc Golf Association. So, disc golf is played much like traditional golf. Instead of a ball and clubs, however, players use a flying disc, or frisbee. The sport was formalized in the 1970s and shares with ball golf the object of completing each hole in the fewest strokes, or in the case of disc golf, fewest throws. A golf disc is thrown from a tee area to a target, which is the hole. The hole can be one of a number of disc golf targets. The most common is called a pole hole, an elevated metal basket. As a player progresses down the fairway, he or she must make each consecutive throw from the spot where the previous throw has landed. The trees, shrubs, and terrain changes located in and around the fairways provide challenging obstacles for the golfer. Finally, the putt lands in the basket and the hole is completed. Disc golf shares the same joys and frustrations of traditional golf, whether it's sinking a long putt or hitting a tree halfway down the fairway. There are a few differences, though. Disc golf rarely requires a greens fee, you probably won't need to rent a cart, and you never get stuck with a bad tee time. It is designed to be enjoyed by people of all ages, male and female, regardless of economic status. So, seems straightforward enough. Well, I was introduced to it by my now ex-girlfriend, and yes, we did break up because of my insane disc golf skills. My insanely bad ones, that is. And I got my first two discs, a mid-range and a putter, and yes, there is a difference. So, these discs are smaller than normal frisbees, which, by the way, is a trademark name, which isn't allowed to be used by the disc golf companies. It is heavier and tougher. Drivers, which are the discs you use for long shots, are obviously lighter and they change direction more easily, and the putter is heavier and more precise. There are four courses in Prague. I went to two, Chodov and Ladronka. Ladronka is my favourite because it is close to home, and when I walk the dog, I now always go to Ladronka. The cool thing is that the courses are for free, and at Chodov you can also borrow the discs for a small fee. But the discs themselves aren't that expensive, ranging from 200 to 400 crowns. Of course, it isn't fun when you lose them, and I'm seriously considering mounting a GPS tracking device on mine. There are also tournaments every now and then, and if you want to find out more about the Czech disc golf scene, check out www.discgolf.cz. But what surprised me is when I went to America. I stayed some time in Dayton, Ohio, where there is nothing. And so I brought my discs. When I got there, I started to look around if there is a course somewhere, or at least one. There were 10, and they were amazing. There I learned how to use the disc golf app called UDisc, which has all the different maps to the courses and scorecards pre-prepared, even for courses in Czech Republic, and you can download it for free. So in Prague, I started playing more, and boy, there are quite a lot of people playing here now. So if you would like to join in, there are the four places which offer a disc golf course in Prague right now. Park Chodov, Hřiště Stodulky, Park Krejcárek and Park Ladronka. And it is not a difficult sport. I played with my mother, father and grandmother and they all sucked about the same as I did. But it only takes one or two rounds to get the hang of it and boy how much fun it is. And if you're looking for a game and don't mind a complete beginner like me, don't hesitate to write on our Facebook page, Expats Bulletin. Also, if there would be enough enthusiasm for it, it could be possible to organise a Czech radio-sponsored tournament, so if you would be interested in that, do let us know. Until then, see you on the courses. I'll be the one constantly walking through the bushes trying to find my disc, cursing at the top of my lungs. And that is all for today. Of course, in America, the courses were even better than here, especially one course which had a pond. I managed to throw it in the pond 6 times. Spent more time swimming than throwing. Till next time, bye!